The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Mummy, fry sauce, slide, stinky penguin.
Holy shit!
I'm so excited.
Episode 1 of Can You Don't? I'm Joe Paisley.
And I'm Brian Albrand.
With a Y.
Yes, Brian with
Brian a Y.
I have to say that all the time.
It's very important. Do you know, have you ever asked your parents why they did that to you?
Well, actually, my sister is Jamie, and she has a Y in her name. They just like the Y thing.
Okay. And you still have a relationship with your parents? There's no, like...
Yeah.
You still talk to them actually, and stuff after they did that?
I have two kids, and they both have a Y in their name, too, so I handed it down.
What is happening in this family? My brain just went to, if you had to hard pronounce that Y... Brian!
Brian with the Y!
What's your name? Brian!
Yeah, I will say, every time I go to a restaurant, and they're like, you know, what's your name for the order? They start writing it down, and I look over, and I see the eye, and I'm like, oh,
my God. So anyway, we're going to figure out what the show's all about, and we're just going to lay it out here in a second. But Can You Don't is a weekly comedic podcast where you and I will dive into the depths of the internet. We'll find the best examples, the worst examples of humanity, and then bring them back to the show. But of course, we're not above any of that stuff.
No.
We are dipshits.
Yeah.
So we'll make fun of ourselves along the way. So hoping that the examples that we find online, along with the examples of us and what our listeners send in as a collective, we'll try not to repeat the same dumb shit and maybe be better people.
I feel like it's going to be a lot about us. Well, we have a lot of dirty laundry.
That's right. That's what we're going to do. And as we go through today's episode, we'll be sure to stop and we'll explain what each segment consists of. We're not going to do that forever, but for the first few episodes, we will, just so you're not lost. So you know what's going on.
I have no idea what we're doing. So I'd love for you to explain what's going on.
Great. Right. And if you have something that you want to see on the show, you can send that in. We want this to be a big part, or we want what you have to say to be a big part of Can You Don't. So send that to heyguys@canyoudontpodcast.com. So we're going to start off and just do a little quick introduction of who we are.
Okay.
In case you don't know who I am, you don't know who you are. So what the fuck? You want to start? Who
sure.
are you? Besides having a Y in your name.
My name is Brian with a Y.
Brian
with a Y. I feel like you're just going to have to call me that from now
on.
Anytime you see me in public, Brian, how are you?
Brian.
It's okay. He has a speech impediment. It's okay, though.
It's the only word I say.
I've already done this 3 times.
What?
I'm new to podcasting. Okay. I keep going.
Oh, Jesus.
And you warned me. You said, do not do the mouth pop. And here I am going, okay.
Well, every time they hear it, they'll know that you're working on it. Yeah. And that's all they, I mean, what else could they ask for?
I tell my wife, I'm constantly working on myself. She's perfect, but I'm always working on myself.
That is the correct thing to say.
Speaking of my wife, I'm father of two, husband of one. She's way more attracted than I am.
Yeah, yeah. So I have to deal with coverage. That. I deal with
that
too.
Yeah, it's everyone, all the time. I get, like, hey, how did you get her?
I don't know.
I'm like, well,
I guess showed up.
I love how, you know, I'm a regular looking guy, but if you're with an attractive woman, they're like, it's the immediate, like, how did you score that? Like, maybe she's dumb.
He must be funny.
Yeah, it's always that. You must have a really good personality.
Bunch of money or funny.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah, and I have both of those things. Nice. So I'm rich in, you know, money and...
Laugh tracks.
Laughter, yeah. I pretty much have an audience following me all the time, so I'm working on my zingers all the time.
Turn it and point to the cam.
She gets a little tired of that. She's like, we're just trying to have sex, and I'm looking up to the camera window. Like, you guys seeing this?
You see what I just tried?
Yeah.
Oh! Mm-hmm.
Two kids, Miles and Perry. They're 6 and 4.
All right.
So I've got the young kid, so I'm busy.
Yeah.
It's hard for me to get on the ground and get off the ground again. Yeah, so, that's my phone ESPN updates. Let me turn that off. Mariners are probably losing. this is the first episode. This is the inaugural voyage.
Yeah.
The maiden voyage.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I'm self-employed. I make videos on the internet for a living. So that happened. I've been making videos my whole life, or pretty much the last 10 years, YouTube. And then I got laid off from my job, made a video about coronavirus. Right when that happened, it went viral, and I've been home masturbating and making videos pretty much ever since. Yeah.
Cha-ching, cha-ching.
You have a lot of time to masturbate when you work from home.
Yeah, coronavirus let us all see if we could break our own records for coming in one 24-hour period.
My wife will go to the gym. She'll take the kids to school and go to the gym, and I'm like, all right, here we go.
Right.
Let's see how many times we can get this.
No,
going for the record
today. No promises
today.
For later. But I've got now.
You know, the best jerk, though, is when they leave for, like, you know, they're going to be gone for a few hours.
Yeah.
And you're just like, you can get naked.
Get your toesies out.
Yeah. You get put like a DVD in or something.
Whoa, what?
And just and pull the curtains open so everyone can see in. Just put on a show for the neighbors. I should be doing an OnlyFans. It's like Only Neighbors is right now what it is.
Okay, good, good, good.
Anyway.
And you have a big following. I know that you're not going to say it, but you have like almost a million people.
Yeah, there's
that
about
follow
a million.
You and your silly jokes.
Yeah.
On the interweb. So
yeah, there's a lot of parenting stuff, marriage, just general comedy.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, and then you called me up one day and you're like, hey, I have this idea, and we barely knew each other. And I said, obviously, I'm going to do this. Yeah.
Why wouldn't I take a huge risk
exactly.
to start a new podcast?
Yeah. So yeah, we here we are. And I'm excited to be here with you.
Good, man. I'm excited to do this, too. And for your listeners that have no idea who I am, I worked in radio for a decade. I met up with comedian Dan Cummins, who does some funny, funny shit. And I still work for Bad Magic Productions. So it's for Time Suck Podcast, which is like a true crime, deep dive into history and different events. I mean, they're huge, like 3-hour podcast. And then we have a horror podcast. And then we had a comedy podcast together called Is We Dumb? He ran out of time. The show was killing it. It just wasn't enough compared to the size of the rest of the shows. It was new. It was the smallest of the three. So it's just not time to keep doing it. And so I'm breaking away and doing something. So if you're a fan of Is We Dumb, you're going to love Can You Dumb. It's in the same vein. We're doing a lot of the same shit.
It's real veiny.
We're pretty easy.
Sorry.
You looking through my windows again?
Yeah. Well,
God damn it.
Logan had a drawing of a dick on his desk out there earlier, so I've got dicks on the mind.
That's all I can think about.
It was just, he had veins and it was running through it.
And I will say something real quick about Logan out there. Hey, Logan.
Hey, guys.
He's an artist. So when he does a funny dick drawing,
yeah,
it's a graphic tee.
Oh, yeah.
I put my heart into it, guys.
Like it's shaded. It's almost 3D.
Cross-hatching.
If you put 3D glasses on, like, it'll poke you.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just what we have to deal with around the office, and that's fine.
I think we should frame it.
Okay, fine. Fine. Like when those restaurants make their first dollar.
Yeah.
And they put a...
We'll put a dollar and
so
a dick.
Right all there. We have is just, like, dick drawings, and it just covers our logo here on the background.
I love it.
Yeah, so that's pretty much it. I have kids, too, and I have a wife.
You do?
Yeah. So I've got two kids. I've got Pepper and Ezra. Pepper is 11. Ezra is 8. My wife is older than both of them.
That's good.
But they're all gigantic children, and I am soon to be the shortest in my family.
Yeah, I walked in here and I thought you were one of the kids. I was talking to Ezra. I'm like, oh, so we're doing this podcast together? Yeah, oh,
damn, that's a stocky ass kid.
Right, right. He's got a beard.
Look at this guy.
He's handsome, but should I be okay with that?
Right.
I'm like kind of into this
should
dude.
Should this guy be around these kids? So that's pretty much it. That's us, and we're excited. And again, I just reminding you, as we move through today's episodes, we'll take just a quick stop and explain what each segment is. We're not going to do that the entire time because no one asked for that. No one wants that. Okay. So Brian with the wire, you ready?
I love it. I'm ready.
All right, Brian, Logan, go ahead, buddy.
Hey, shut up! Start the show already.
I'm not sure if I have to explain shut up and start the show already though.
No, it's pretty like self-explanatory.
I think that's, yeah.
Get the fuck moving, huh?
So we're going to start every show, which is something that'll get us warmed up. This could be a would you rather. It could be a fuck, marry, kill. It could be just some interesting question that somebody has sent in they want to know about us or more about a particular story that we happen to mention. And that's what we'll do for that. Hey, shut up. Start the show already.
That's pretty good.
And today, thank you. And today we're starting with a would you rather.
Okay.
Today's would you rather is, would you rather be uncontrollably frightened every time anyone talks to you? Right. Or you have to act out every emotion through interpretive dance.
Oh, wow.
Every emotion.
Oh, I immediately just thought of like a funeral.
Okay.
Where everyone's standing around all somber,
mm-hmm.
and you're walking up to someone and you're doing the dance. You're like, I feel sorry for your loss, right. But you're like doing, and everyone's kind of standing. Yeah. You're doing like the doves flying right. around or something.
Doing like a sprouting rose. You're like, but there's always tomorrow.
Right. You someone goes into the ground and a rose blooms.
Right. I picture, yeah, again, like all that in every situation when you're trying to be quiet, like in the movies. In the movie is, I mean, because again, emotion is happy and laughing.
Right.
So you're watching a comedy and something funny happens. You got to stand up and do like some, like whatever this means, you know, do something that like, okay, he's happy. I can right. tell. I picture it's almost a mime in a
it
sense.
Is, yeah.
Like you're painting a picture right. by not saying anything. That's funny. Somebody tells you a secret and you're like, ooh.
Mm-hmm. So
they tell you the secret and you're like, ooh. I'm out of my egg. You
well, do a that's weird, kind of funny weird dance. And when I first thought about it, I was thinking it was something that you're saying. While you're talking, you mm-hmm. have to be doing the movement. But you're right. It's just an emotion that you're having. So you could sit there, be thinking it in your brain, and you're acting it out.
Right.
So if you're at home just watching a show on TV or something, someone's looking through the window and you're doing all this shit.
Right. Or playing off the update you just got on your phone.
Yeah.
Like you read it and the Mariners lost and you're like.
Yeah. Yeah. I have to be all pissed, but still doing a dance.
Doing weird snake shit. Being in a fight with your wife.
Yeah.
Oh my God. You just make me so angry. Like doing like.
Just popping right. and locking the whole time.
Popping and locking, do like a quick spin. You're like, mad.
She's already so pissed at you. And now she's even more pissed because you have to do this.
You know I can't help it.
It's like it's like someone has a tick.
Right.
You don't make fun of them for having that tick, but this would essentially.
First.
Right. And then like Michael J. Fox.
Oh, yeah.
You can't make fun of Michael J. Fox now.
Well, I mean, you can, but.
So imagine if you're the only person in the world who has this.
Right.
Eventually. It's going to catch on and it's going to be a thing you can't make fun of, right?
Sure.
So you're just going to see you walking down the street and you're just. Right?
They're like, hey, Brian, you make me so happy.
Or you're turning your wife on. You
oh,
know,
in the like, bedroom.
Yeah.
Get the fuck out of
mm-hmm.
here.
Your orgasm dance?
You're like, oh, I'm about to. You start doing like. She got a dolphin wave move? And she's like, okay, just do it. God damn it. Because if you keep doing that, I'm never going to come.
Right.
Quit doing dolphin moves.
And that's the thing. She's staring up at you while you're doing this. And like, she's just getting turned off the entire time. You're just like,
that's mm-hmm, hard to be in a relationship. Mm-hmm. Or, okay. So going to the other side of this, being uncontrollably frightened every time someone talks to you. Cause I mean, every single time cause we're in the bedroom right now. So we're going to go back to the bedroom.
Okay.
Your wife rolls over. And she just goes, hey, you sleep. Ah!
Oh God.
Holy shit. Sorry.
And what's bad is some people pee themselves, they poop themselves
sure.
when they get, like, if you get scared. So imagine you're in a situation where maybe you're in the bed or yeah. where, or maybe you're back at the funeral and you're paying your respects to the person looking and someone comes up and says like,
I'm so sorry.
I'm so sorry. And you just shit yourself.
Oh, fuck!
And then you're standing there and it just smells like shit. And now you're greeting everyone
Dude.
While you have a load in your pants.
Drive through, getting food.
The person comes over the window.
It'll be 8. Whoa, shit!
Jesus Christ!
And then, sorry. It's just a thing
right.
I have
it's just
to do.
A thing I have. Yeah.
I'm not going to do it again until the next time I see you.
And that's the thing. Like, you'd have to explain it to yourself every time. Like, are you okay?
Yeah.
And then, if you weren't prepared for that question, mm-hmm. you get excited again.
I think it's basically the first point in any interaction, you're terrified. Which is, I mean, it's funny. You're trying to order food. Someone says hi to you. Oh my God. Someone just going down the street. Because we're pretty friendly here in Idaho. Spokane's a little more nasty, but
yeah,
but in Idaho, everyone's like, how's it going? You know, hey, what's up? And everyone says hi to each other as you're walking around. So how funny would that be? You're just walking to the street. Guy's like, good day.
It's like, it's an old man. You give him a heart attack. Yeah. He just dies on the street.
And then you
right
scare
there.
Him. He's like, Jesus right. Christ. Okay. Oh, yeah. No, sorry. Yeah. I'm having a good day.
I just picture like you do that. The guy that said hi to you has a heart attack and dies. Someone comes running out of the house and asks, like, are you okay?
Oh, fuck!
The EMT runs up.
Sir, what happened? Oh, my God!
All these people are freaking out.
And they're like, oh! And they all fucking collapse.
Another ambulance pulls up.
You can work at a Halloween attraction.
Yeah. Yeah.
You'd be the funnest person to go through a Halloween attraction.
For 1 month out of the year, you're a celebrity. Everyone appreciates what you're doing.
Every little theme park or haunted house, they'd be like, get Brian with a Y to come over here. Because he's going to scream. It's going to be a great fucking promo.
Imagine
Brian!
Imagine someone that's you're working the register at a grocery store. Every time someone walks up and put their groceries, they're like, hey, how you doing? Oh, God! And then you have to bag up their groceries. And then you move on. You pay for your thing. You turn like, hey, oh, Jesus! Imagine the other people in the store watching this happen.
Sorry, excuse me. God, Jesus Christ! You tap on, do you know where the banana... Jesus Christ! The banana in aisle three! Bananas are aisle three,
The guy's stock, he's like putting stuff up on the thing. You walk, excuse me, sir, I have the milk.
Oh, fuck! Dude, it'd be so good! So that, or having to dance every emotion through interpretive dance?
That's tough, because now I'm picturing like... someone who's at church or something, you know, don't they do the thing where you're like, greet a different person?
Oh, peace be with you?
Yeah. So you're like,
both these
reach
situations.
Around, you turn, oh, Jesus Christ! Peace be with you. Look over the next person. Hello, peace. Oh, fuck! And you're just turning around in a circle. And you're like, oh, shit yourself in the church. Then you got to sit down at the pew. Right. And you're like, everyone's like, P.U.
Because
you shit yourself.
Oh, my God. Never thought about that.
The Lord works in mysterious ways.
Speed dating. I mean, all of it is so funny.
Speed dating. Every time someone sits down.
Hey, good to meet you. Just fucking abrupt. Okay. So that's funny. Interpretive dance. I think I'm going to go with it. I mean, they're going to think I'm weird. Actually, no, fuck it. I'm getting scared the first thing that anyone says to me. Because, like, every emotion, it's going to ruin your sex life. Your kids, you're trying to get mad at your kids.
Mm-hmm.
You're like, oh,
they're just
God.
Laughing at you. They can't take you serious.
Yeah. They're like, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry I snuck out. And you're like, you had me right here.
Mm-hmm. I'm up to here with you.
I was about to blow my top.
Oh, oh.
Gonna blow my top.
Oh, oh.
You had me up to, oh, oh, oh.
You're doing the whole leg kick, just the stutter like, step. And
quick little spin.
That's tough because
It's gonna be me.
It's gonna be me. I don't know which one I want to do because I kind of like the idea. I mean, it's kind of like Tourette's a little bit. Like you've seen someone with Tourette's and it's...
I know. So they're not going to make fun of you, but you are going to scare people. I just think that's a funny, more funny spectacle.
It's definitely funny.
I can't get through the interpretive dance life.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not...
I pick up some sweet moves, but outside that...
You know what? Nope. Just to be different, I think I'm going to go with the interpretive dance just to mix it up a little bit. Because imagine us greeting each other.
Right.
Where you're like, hey, and you're like, oh, fuck! And I'm like, it's going to be okay, dude. Imagine that.
You scared me.
You scared me. Oh, girl, you scared me.
No, fuck! Laying down, doing some kind of weird shimmy on the ground.
And so I would love that interaction. That's what I want. Okay. So
that's where we're going.
That's where we're going with it.
We'll play opposites just to see how it goes in the future. Okay, fine.
You and me are going to go out and we're going to try that.
All right. And we'll film it.
Yeah, we'll film it. That's a great idea.
What could go wrong?
Nothing.
Nothing. All right. Well, we'll see how that goes. Okay. Well, that was fun. We're going to move on now to a segment that we call, What Are You Thinking About?
Okay.
You ready to do it?
Yeah, I'm ready to do it.
Yell at Logan. Say Logan.
Logan, roll the fucking thing!
Hey.
Hey, what's up, babe?
What are you thinking about?
You know, nothing. Actually, you know what? I'm thinking about a lot of shit.
What are you thinking about?
Huh. I'm thinking about...
Oh, that's Jesus! Oh, God!
Hey, Joe, it's okay!
What are you thinking about?
Well, I was actually thinking... First, I'm thinking about how that's me and your wife in that recording that we recorded that
for
live.
The segment sound.
In
live.
Bed.
Okay.
While you were away.
I'm fine with that as long as I got to watch. Did I come?
I did.
You
Logan came.
You're asking me? I don't know.
Well, then.
It's like, do you feel it on your back?
Right. You thought you were sweaty?
No.
Oh, God.
Gosh dang.
Just running down my back.
Okay, so what are you thinking about? It's going to be a segment where, I mean, it's exactly what it sounds like. We're just going to talk about whatever we're thinking about.
Okay.
This could be something dumb that we have done, something else we saw out in public, something somebody sent in to us, and then we want to talk about it here from the past, from the future, just whatever it is, it's going to be okay to talk about it in What Are You Thinking About? And you have one.
Okay, yeah. I did it again.
God damn it!
It's funny because now I can hear myself doing it. So when I do it, I'm like, oh my God, that's loud. It must be really loud for everyone else.
I was like, Jesus Christ. Like, are you clicking a pen? Like, are you clicking a pen
right,
the
entire
microphone?
Time is clicking. I have one of those ticks, you know?
Oh, okay.
I'm thinking about how I just, about a, is it, I did it again.
God damn!
Jesus Christ! I'm gonna learn. So I just got a notification.
You start talking like this.
God damn it! I was making fun of it, and I did it again anyway.
You should start talking like this. My
tongue is never going to touch my lips. So I got a notification on Facebook from a year ago of an embarrassing moment, and it got me thinking. What would you be willing to do for something that you really want? Like, what are you willing to go through for someone you love, for someone or that you just want really bad?
Okay, well,
what you're willing to go through.
There's a certain something that I think, that being a man.
Yeah, you'd go to the depths of.
I would walk backwards through flaming buffalo shit.
Yeah.
For some of that stuff.
Flaming buffalo shit.
Yep.
Okay.
Well, backwards.
Do you like, I did it again. Do you like Arctic Circle?
What? I haven't been to an Arctic Circle in, oh my God.
That's not what I asked you. Do you like?
I don't remember if I like Arctic
Bacon
Circle.
Bacon Bounty Cheeseburger.
Well, sure, but we also have that over here. So I think I've been one time when I used to live in Spokane.
Maybe you're not going to appreciate this. Well,
I'm sure I will.
Substitute Arctic Circle for any food, any restaurant that you just have a yearning for.
Like an awesome burger joint.
Something you just want really bad.
Okay.
So
Pussy.
We.
Sorry. Okay. Go ahead.
Pussy Burger. I had a friend's weekend and we were leaving, heading back home, and we were down in Hood River area, Oregon.
Mm-hmm.
So people that aren't familiar with this area, Washington, Oregon, Hood River's in Oregon. And then we drove through Yakima, which is in South Washington, and I live in Spokane.
Mm-hmm.
So we have a 5-hour drive, and I had a craving for a burger, and someone said something about Arctic Circle, and I was like, oh, they don't have those anymore. So we did a search and there was one in Yakima.
And had the thing.
Yeah, I'm like, okay, well, we're going. I don't care how far, because it's sort of on the way, but it's out of the way. So I don't care. We're going to that because I have to have a Bacon Bounty Cheeseburger.
It's like 45 minutes out of the way, isn't it?
Probably. Yeah. But we're talking Bacon Bounty Cheeseburger with fries, the best fry sauce you've ever had in your life.
You got it, bro.
They invented the fry sauce, right? Like, they were the
what?
They were the first, weren't they?
Oh, fuck off.
Come on.
Get the fuck out of here. You can't make claims like that.
Well, I'll look it up later, but I'm pretty sure that's the first time I ever had it.
All right.
Was Arctic Circle.
Then that makes sense, because fry sauce is delicious. And unfortunately, a lot of the country has no idea what that tastes like.
No.
And that's sad. They sell it in stores.
Yeah.
In places that don't know what it is.
Yeah.
I literally knew nothing about fry sauce until I came out.
And you're from Indiana.
And I'm from Indiana.
Okay.
Well, there you go.
And it's great.
And it's fucking awesome.
Yeah, gosh. Dang it.
Okay. So see now we're getting somewhere.
He's a dick.
In Arctic Circle.
Jesus Christ.
Their Arctic Circle's fry sauce is like top notch.
Okay,
so we get into Yakima, and it's like we have to go through. We don't know where we're going. I'm not very familiar with Yakima, so we're driving through, and I'm all excited because we're getting there. I see it on the map. I'm like, oh man, we're within 5-10 minutes of this place, and I'm excited. And we've been drinking all weekend, eating bad food and stuff. So we're cruising down the road. Minding my own business, just, you know, just sitting there normal. Mm-hmm. And I just kind of roll over to rip a fart, as you do. You know, you lift one leg up a little bit. And I'm thinking, oh, I'm just going to knock out a fart real quick. So I push out, like, because I want to impress the guys that are in the car with me. I'm like, if I'm going to do this, I'm going to, you know, make it remember.
If I'm going to fart.
Memorable. I want that one to people are going to be like, whoa.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Who's passing me?
Yeah.
Like that kind
exactly.
of rumble?
The motorcycle's flying by. Right. No, it's just my ass.
Was that a Harley? No. Yeah. Brian farted.
It's a Harley.
Yeah. Brian with a Y farted.
Hey, you're all going to remember this shit. Okay.
Well,
and they turns out they did.
Exactly.
So I lift the leg up to rip one, and I push because I want it to be memorable.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, I squirted out.
Oh, geez.
I don't know how many ounces of just like wet shit, wet, hot shit into my underwear, into my shorts. And so I'm riding in a BMW. It's like a nice BMW. And I'm like, so I do that. And I'm thinking, oh my God, this guy, like, I just shit in his car.
Right.
So I'm doing the little thing. Like, he doesn't know this happened yet. I'm looking to see if it's on the seat or anything.
Was there any sound?
No, it was more like, no, it wasn't, because no one knew what happened, and I was, until I went, oh.
So it wasn't even like a mud bubble.
No.
It was just like a poop. It was a poop.
Well, it was like a squirt. You know the one when it's an actual squirt?
I'm aware.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm aware. Yeah, I seen it.
So, but no one knew what I did.
Been there.
Been there, done that. It wasn't until I was like, oh, God, and they're both like, hey, you okay? Because I have like anxiety too, so they're thinking like, What's going on with him?
Brian, why are you so quiet?
Yeah.
What's
going on? What's going on here?
No, he goes, Brian, you're so quiet. Ah! Yeah,
oh, fuck! I just shit myself. Dancing.
I just...
Oh.
Doing like weird, weird water motions out of your butt. Wait, three words. First word. Poop.
Shit. Okay. So I squirt this out of my ass. So I'm sitting in the seat and it's like, if I sit in it, it's going to squeeze and it's going to ooze out onto the seat and
it's
everything.
Like, it's like sitting on a Capri Sun.
Exactly. It's just going to squirt out from the front, the sides, the back, all that up my back. You remember diapers.
Your kids.
you remember having babies, right? Where like they shit up their diaper and
Dude,
it goes up their back.
Yeah, it's like someone like fire hose up their spine.
Yeah.
You're like, oh my God, how did you get shit on your forehead?
Yeah, and it's in their hair and everything. So
anyway, here I am in a BMW with shit in my hair.
Exactly. Here I am like a 6 month old baby. So 6 months, are they still shitting themselves like that?
They have to be.
Okay. So
they do it forever.
Yeah.
If you're still shitting your pants now, I think
you can get the fuck out. Okay. So where was I? Okay. So I'm sitting up on one cheek like this, right?
Mm-hmm.
So for the people that can't see, I'm leaned up on my left cheek. And we're driving down the road, and I'm like, okay, I just got to tell them, like, I just shit myself. And they're both like, what? I'm like, I just shit myself. And the guy driving, Zach, you know Zach, that's not what he was thinking, because he's thinking, I just got this brand new car,
right.
Brand new BMW. He's like, been waiting. He wanted this car so bad.
He's like, I'm going to need a new friend.
I'm trading you in for the newest model.
Right.
So I'm leaning. So I'm explaining what happened here, and now we have to decide. Well, what are we going to do? Like, where do we go from here? So we're like, I was like, well, we're getting fucking Arctic Circle. We'll just go, and I'll go inside and change or whatever. So we pull up there, and we pull into the thing, and we go by the. We're sitting in line, and it's a long line because it's Arctic Circle. It's the only one in the Western Hemisphere, apparently. So we're sitting. So, I mean, we were in line for probably 20, 25 minutes, and I'm just sitting up like this, just holding the shit in my ass.
Just draining yourself?
Yeah. And it's so inside is closed because COVID's going on. So there's no dining. You can't go in there.
Yeah.
So I was like, well, we're going to have to get our food and then go find somewhere to get cleaned up. So we're just sitting in the line. And then we pull up. It's finally our turn after 25 minutes. And we pull up there and we're taking the orders. They're like, I'll have the bacon bounty cheese and all that. And the chick's sitting, looking through the window. And I'm sitting.
Right. Oh.
I'm what? Sitting. Oh. I just unplugged myself.
Oh, can you hear? You got it? Okay, 1 second. Brian's going to. Oh,
there he goes.
Hold on 1 second. You're okay. all your ass demonstrations. You unplugged. Okay,
yeah,
you're back.
I leaned over and I unplugged my headset.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, so anyway, let's plow forward a little bit. So we get the food and I still have to get cleaned up. So we have all the food, we're sitting around, so we pull out of the parking lot, we're driving down the road, we're looking for like a gas station or something
or a hose.
I can go in to do that. Yeah, exactly. Like at this time it was like,
do they
I don't care what it is.
You're looking for anybody who's watering their lawn?
You just pull up in someone's front yard.
Just take a second.
Yeah, it was May, so people were mowing watering their lawns. Yeah, yeah. That would have worked.
Uh-huh.
I wish I would have thought of that at
the
time. You
wish I was in the car.
It would have been better. That's what's about to happen.
Okay.
So we're driving down the road, and I'm, you know, even though I do have shit, you know, cratered in my underwear, in my ass, I'm still very picky about where I shit. Because I hate pooping in public.
You're going to have to dial back your greediness or your pickiness.
I realize that now.
Your greediness?
Yeah.
Wrong word.
It's... where are we? We're I don't know. I'm popping again.
We're what?
I was going to say, people that say our generation is very much...
scared of shit.
Yeah. No, we want everything. We want it now. Whatever the hell that word is. Okay.
That's that. I think it's a commercial. J.G. Wentworth.
It's my money and I need it now. Shut the fuck up. I'm trying to put my kid to bed. Stop yelling out the window, you stupid asshole.
It's a motto for a generation.
Everybody knows what it is. I thought it was a local commercial until
everyone wanted their money?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. So we're driving down the road. I'm like looking for a gas station. We're not going to that goddamn gas station. It's one of those ones where it's like the bathroom's on the outside.
You've got shit in your pants.
It's still, but calm I'm like, down. I don't want.
That's how bad the gas station is. Okay.
Exactly. And so we're like, you know what? We're driving around. I'm like, okay. There's a Red Robin up here. I know that that's open. It's got to be open. So we pull in. And I get out, I go to the trunk, and I'm like doing the wobble thing because I've got, a puddle of shit in my ass.
Yes.
And we were spending the weekend with some friends.
Puddle
so,
of mud, if I may. Yes. Okay, cool.
It was a little blurry. Things were my...
Gotcha.
So I get in my suitcase, grab some underwear, throw it in my pocket, and then start waddling into Red Robin.
Yeah. Just a fucking stinky penguin.
It's so bad, dude. Like, and it was hot. So it's just like anybody looking was just seeing it was, but it was like a scurry one too, not like a slow one. So you're doing a tight and a waddle. And my fins were flapping. It was a whole thing. So I walk up to the door and I walk in and the woman's like, hi, how many today? And I'm like, and in my head, I'm thinking she's not going to let me just go to the bathroom.
Right.
So I have to.
I'm going to have to punch her.
No, I have to murder her and sneak past
her. I'm going to have to kick the shit out of her.
I'm going to have to elbow her, throw her in the back. Uh-huh. Didn't do that though.
Okay.
So I said, a table for two, please. Mm. So she grabs two menus and walks me back to a table because I'm thinking she's not going to let me just go pee. So we're walking back to the table and she sets the thing down. I'm like, oh, thanks a lot. I sit down and I'm still trying to sit on one cheek. And by this time, my ass cheek is numb. It's like tingling. I sit down. I'm like looking through the menu and I was getting ready to get up and go to the bathroom and the waitress comes over. She's like, hey, can I get you anything?
Where's your friends?
Yeah. I was like, well, I'm still waiting on one more, but we could take two waters. And she's like, okay, I'll grab those waters, right? And I'm like, oh, I got to hit the bathroom real quick. I don't know why I told her. It was like I was in panic mode. I didn't know what to do. So she's like, okay, it's right back here. That's fine.
She's like, cool, weirdo.
Thanks for telling me that. So she leaves. So I'm like,
do you want a hall pass?
This is my moment. Yeah, it was like one of those gigantic keys. This isn't the gas station. I'm at a Red Robin.
Right,
it's classy.
Exactly.
So I walk in the thing's open. So I'm thinking, oh my God, yes. I walk in. It's a handicap one. So it's gigantic. I'm thinking I get to spread out. This is great.
You can do whatever I want in here.
So I sit down. And I mean, it was like, I can't even describe to you the sound. It was just like, it first started, I was like, it was one of the ones that like this goes like splats on the thing and then just like full on faucet water spraying out of my ass.
Yeah.
And it's like moment like, oh, I don't even care. I don't care how bad this is. I'm just so happy that I'm sitting on a toilet. So, and then people are walking in. You go and pee, this is all happening and it smells so bad. I mean,
they're like, oh my God, no, there's two sinks in here.
Exactly. They're like,
oh my God, did you leave the sink on? And it's just you.
It's just, a constant, like you just hear the spring. Like people turn the sink on to mask sound of them shitting.
Did you just leave the stinky sink on?
That's the sound that people would turn on to mask the sound of them shitting.
Sound.
That first initial.
It sounds like throwing gack against the wall.
Yeah, exactly. But it was like, it's like, it probably chipped the porcelain. It came out with such force.
Good.
So people are coming in and out and I'm like, oh my God, this is embarrassing. But at the same time, I'm like, this is so relieving.
But they also don't know who I am.
Right. Exactly. They can't see me except for that little gap that was right by the sink.
That's always so
weird.
So
people were washing their hands. If they look in the mirror, I'm like staring through that little gap. If you look hard enough, we would be making eye contact. And so, but I still found time to put the toilet paper down.
What are you looking at?
So, I don't know about you. Stop looking at me.
Mind your business.
Like, I'm used to getting stared at. I have young kids. I'm used to getting stared at while I'm shitting, but it's usually not strangers.
Right.
So, when I go into a bathroom, I put a couple layers of toilet paper down, because you never know what the fucking diseases that are.
I never do that.
Yeah, well. What kind of diseases do you have?
All of them.
You better talk to your wife and have her get it checked out.
Well, she's got them too then, at this point.
I like to be pure.
Our butts have touched.
Oh, you don't even hump in the front anymore. You just butts. That's all you do. Dry humping butts.
Ass to ass with no dildo.
Yeah.
Just a round of applause with their butt cheeks.
Pegging with no dildo. That's a thing, right? Pegging.
Yeah, grinding. I think is what that's called.
All right. So I just destroy this toilet, and mm-hmm. I'm like, okay. So it comes time to wipe. I get up and I'm wiping because I'm a stand wiper.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm wiping my whole ass but all the toilet paper also fell in from that was on the toilet. And so I go to flush and this thing starts overflowing.
Dude.
So this it's is just
a nightmare.
Yes. And I'm like hot and sweaty fucking and like panicked. This thing starts overflowing and onto the floor. Hmm. So now I'm like trying to get my feet away so I'm not getting, you know, just shit all over myself.
Google Gadget Gravity.
I wanted the helicopter and fly out of there is what I really wish I had. And this, mind you, there's people still coming in and out.
Yeah.
So they're hearing me inside. Oh, God. Like they just hear that and they're in the bathroom going, oh, fuck. Because they're terrified.
And what's this on them?
Nothing's going on in here.
What's this on them?
You see
floor?
Me, my hands above the stall. Right. Just
whatever your dance is for embarrassed.
Yeah, exactly. What would that be?
I don't know.
Okay.
A lot of like mouth
yeah,
covers.
Over the mouth.
Mm-hmm.
So then all of a sudden the door opens up and some shoes walk in that I recognize. And it's my buddy that was with me in the car, my buddy Brandon. And so he walks in, he's going pee and he's like, Jesus Christ, it smells so bad in here. I'm like, you think it smells bad out there?
Right.
I'm like avoiding.
I'm at ground zero.
The water's rising.
I'm drowning.
I'm like trying to avoid what's coming out of the toilet. So I have to, I'm like, okay, well, I get all cleaned up. The toilet will not flush. It's
mm-hmm,
destroyed.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm thinking, okay, well, I at least have to change my underwear, get my clothes on, get the hell out of here. So I stand up, take my underwear off, and like throw them in a corner, and mm-hmm. they're just shit covered
classic,
over in the corner.
Classic move, yeah.
Toilet paper all waddle up in there. And then
waddled up, back to the
classic
fucking penguin. Fucking stinky penguin coming
waddle
in.
Up. Oh, I was trying to do a voice, the narrator guy.
Which guy?
Freeman.
Morgan Freeman.
Yeah, I was going to imagine him narrating this whole thing that's going on. And then he took a giant dump in the toilet and spilled everywhere.
Right.
All right. He's British for some reason.
He is now.
So I get the underwear off and I'm putting my new underwear on. I get one leg in and then I'm trying to put on the other one and I'm trying to lose my balance a little bit.
No.
And I put my hand on the door and it wasn't latched all the way.
Dude.
And the door swings open. And I have my dong, cock and balls, the floor, shitty brown water floor. It's overflowing the toilet. And I'm standing there like, oh, my God. And there's standing there washing his hands like in the rearview mirror. My buddy's standing right there. And so I swing the door shut. I'm like, oh, my God. And he's like, what the fuck is going on in there? I'm like, you have no idea. Wait till I tell you the whole story later. So I shut the door. I'm like, it's not staying shut. You have to so I was like, you need to lean on the door to keep it shut till I get out of here.
Sure.
So he's leaning back up and I'm still trying to, he's like, you okay in there? I'm like, yeah, I'm almost ready, you know.
Right.
And he's like, if someone walks in, I have to leave. I'm like, yeah, I totally get that, that's fine. So I
thanks friends.
Yeah, thanks a lot everybody for helping me out here. So I get my shorts on and I have my underwear that are, you know, shit, just drenched, shit covered. Mm-hmm. So I open the door. I'm like, all right, let's get the fuck out of here. So we start walking out. And the only garbage can in that whole bathroom was one of those ones that's in the side.
Okay.
It's not a standalone toilet.
In.
It's built in the thing.
Yeah.
So I have to put my underwear in there and then like get other paper towels and wedge it down in there.
Okay.
So picture the person that has to come in here and there's shit underwear in the wall.
Yeah.
And then there's a puddle, like an inch foot puddle of shit all over the floor. And walking away, it was kind of like the explosion.
They still talk about it to this day. Whoever had to clean that up.
Oh, it's,
they're like,
yeah.
I swear to God.
It's
fuck Arctic Circle.
There's probably like, there's like a day will live in infamy.
Mm-hmm.
And that was that day for those people.
As he quit.
So we walked out there and I there's like a couple of waters sitting on the table and everything. And I was like, we're getting the hell out of here.
Mm-hmm.
So we walked through and I walked right by the woman that sat us. And she's like, oh, leaving so soon or rather. I'm like, yeah, we just got a call. We got to take,
my friend died.
Off. Yeah, yeah, exactly. Someone died. We have to go to the hospital right now.
Right.
We have to identify the body.
Right.
And
thanks
so
for the water.
Exactly. Yeah. We left a couple bucks, you know, just because.
Good for you.
So I'm sweating telling the story because I'm reliving it. So then we walk out and Zach's standing outside eating his food. And I'm just like, it was like I robbed a bank. I was like, go, 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 go. Everyone's getting in the car. Like we're all like running out of there. So we tear out of the parking lot, head down the road. And then all this is okay because now I'm clean and mm-hmm. I'm good. And now I have my Arctic Circle. Mm-hmm. And so we're back on the road.
Right.
And all was great. Good. I had my bacon bunny cheeseburger, had my fry sauce.
And no underwear.
No. Just free balling the entire way.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
That's a good way to eat a fucking bacon, whatever you call it, hamburger.
Bacon bounty cheeseburger.
Yeah. What?
I'm sweating.
What could go wrong?
I'm reliving that story. Yeah. I'm sweating.
That was funny. That was a very funny
that
story.
That was like when that happens, you cannot, it's like everything, every step of the way. It was like, you know what I mean? Like you can't write a script like that.
Dude, if I'm your friend, I'm sitting there, I'm washing my hands, and my homie comes swinging out with his dick out. Fucking covered in shit.
Yeah.
Hold on.
Yeah.
You have to hold the door. Okay, I'll hold it. But if someone comes in here, I'm out of here.
I mean, he was a good friend, so he did. But dude, holy shit.
What the fuck?
Imagine, like, it was all fun. And then when the door swung open, mm-hmm. and, like, you'd see the the absolute disaster that's going on right there. This guy's standing with this underwear on his legs, his dong out, and flooding, like, shit flooding over a toilet.
It's like it's a whole spectacle. It's like you're a Vegas performance.
Exactly.
At that point.
I didn't make a dime though.
Oh, goddamn. Yeah, you lost money. You have to buy new underwear. All right. That was very funny.
That was long.
That was long, but we're going to move on now to a segment that we call DIC. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay. Logan, play it.
Is it dumb? Is it interesting? Is it cool? Then it's dick.
And as the segment intro said, DIC stands for dumb, interesting, or cool. It's not just so we can say dick every episode.
It is, though.
It is. Absolutely. And we got a big, thick-ass dick for you guys today.
Big, veiny, triumphant bastard.
And I'm grabbing the first story, and this is one that I'm so excited to show you because I cannot believe, first of all, this happened, and then the end result is so fucking ridiculous. Okay, so I don't know exactly how to pronounce the name of this thing, but we're gonna go with Nesyamun was an ancient Egyptian priest who sang chants as part of his ritual duties at the temple of Karnak in the Thebes during the reign of Pharaoh Ramzi the 40th, the fucking XL, the extra large one. Now, 3,000 years later, after his death, scientists have recreated the sound of his voice with the help of a 3D printed vocal tract. This is so fucking ridiculous. Dude, you can't. I can't wait. So I don't even have to read the article for you to know that the amount of effort, the amount of CT scans and 3D printing of different shit and the electronics and the audio engineering that went into finding out what this motherfucker sounded like. And this is what he sounded like. Are you ready?
Yes.
Cool.
Yes, Oh my God. Millions of dollars.
You gotta be fucking kidding me. Listen.
So
it sounds like a speak and spell. Like, they could have gone back and just pushed like E on a speak and spell. It's and you would have had the same result.
Do you think the people that did all that research and came so all years and years and years, I imagine,
yeah,
right?
I hope so.
So then,
at least like 2 or 3 years went into this, I hope. I'm sure I could find it if I knew how to read it. But go ahead.
I mean, I imagine there was like funding for this project. So they have to go to this board and be like, we want funding. We have this whole idea. We want to see how Ramses sounds. There's the way they spoke pharaohs back then. They're 3,000 years ago.
Right.
And then so they go this whole thing and then they bring it to the board like, hey, what do we spend our money on?
Right. Right. And they're like, sit down, buckle up.
Yeah, buckle up.
Buckle up. Oh, boy. Check this out. And then they go back to their PowerPoint presentation and they go. They play that shit and they're like, what? Are you fucking kidding me?
Yeah, they listen to that and they're like, oh, there must have been an audio.
Is it glitching?
What's going on?
Like, no, that's it. Oh. That's all we got. Any other words that he says? Nope, just. Dude, amount of money that went into this shit. And this guy comes back, like, you could be like, hey, this is a sample from whatever 80s video game. And I'd be like, cool. I'm like, I buy it. Like, yeah, that's fine. But if you're going back and presenting this to a bunch of investors, like, what did I... Jonathan, we're so happy to have you back.
Right.
So give us an insight into what people sounded like 3,000 years ago. Thank you so much. Go jump out the window.
Like, imagine doing that in front of an audience of thousands of people, like all these students.
Yeah. Surrounded the plot. You're at Harvard.
Yeah.
Like Harvard, I don't even know what department would... History. Mm-hmm. And whatever other thing.
Archaeological.
This huge thing. They have all the greatest minds from past classes that have graduated. Mm-hmm. And they've come back from all over the world. And you give a presentation. That's all you fucking do. And sure, I don't care. I don't care how accurate it is. It doesn't matter.
Do it again.
It doesn't matter.
So ridiculous.
And apparently it might mean bed. Cool. Like, I don't care. Like, at this point, when they came up with this, they should have been like, we can't bring this back to the investors. Like,
we couldn't find anything. It was a failure.
It was impossible. Like,
a failure would have been more beneficial than that.
Like, we're going to give you a 25% refund. Instead of that. Like, just say you couldn't do it. or fake it.
We realize we don't have the technology yet.
Right.
But another 50 years.
In the future. Because right now, all he says is bet. In what language? We don't know. Hey, guys.
Oh, my God.
Your kids. All right, Ezra, Pepper, it's time for... Oh, shit. Dude, it's so funny.
Like, it's not threatening or anything. Like, from a pharaoh, dude. You'd think it would be, like, you know, very commanding. Yeah, like...
Yo! Like this.
You get your ass to bed.
Right.
You will listen.
You will listen to me. You will build a... Like, imagine him trying to instruct people to build a pyramid. Right. He's just pointing and...
Sir, do you have any advice before we head into battle?
He's standing in front of all these, like, thousands of warriors
Yeah. Army beyond the horizon.
Right.
What do you... Tell us what you need us to do. Okay. So
he's
that's
on like a chariot thing, you know, just like
into battle.
Right.
He starts the charge. Just yeah.
Oh god.
Okay. So that's what I found for Dick.
Oh, that's funny.
Which thing did you bring into Dick this week? Show me your dick.
Show me that dick.
You get it.
Yeah. So I found a guy that was on a flight in Chicago.
Okay.
And apparently, it landed and it's taxiing into the airport,
mm-hmm.
He just opens up the emergency door.
Okay.
Walks out onto the wing and just slides off the wing onto the tarmac.
What?
And just takes off. And it got me thinking, like, how many times have you wanted to do something like that?
Dude, when you're sitting there and you're stuck in that slow-ass process, like, I fantasize about what would they do if I just started climbing on top of them.
That's exactly what I thought.
Like, grab their heads and just started pulling them back. Excuse me, sorry, one second. Oh, sorry, my luggage is up here.
Yeah, you're right, I gotta get to my luggage.
Right, and as you're dragging the luggage, you're
boom, hitting everybody in the head,
ow.
Because there's always that, like, those people, as soon as that plane lands, and it goes, boom, everyone just stands up, and then they're standing there.
First of all.
And it's always some guy that's looking around like a dumbass.
First of all, sit down.
Right.
I mean, I'm part of that. Just sit the fuck down, because mm-hmm. it's going to go in order.
Yeah.
And as soon as they get, like, maybe the row in front of you, start preparing to leave. But do not get up before that.
No. There's no point.
Nope. I'm just wasting everyone's time.
And
you're going to bonk your head.
Right.
Just sit down.
That all the times, like, imagine having a connecting flight and those times when you're sitting here and you're just like, and it's taking forever.
Mm-hmm.
This guy was like, fuck it. Right. I'm going for it.
How expensive could the fine possibly be?
Right.
And he found out it's $500,000.
Well, is there a precedent for something like that?
I mean, he can't be the first one that has opened an emergency door and said, fuck this place. There's no way. There's so many flights.
When I started reading that, It said he slid out. I thought maybe like the stair inflated, right. Like he hit the inflated button, right. And he's like bouncing down the thing.
Deuces! He's turned around. He's like, yeah. "Fuck you!" Yeah. Like just saying, like, "Bye!"
Everyone starts joining him and
come
like,
with me. Yeah. Come with
everybody
me.
Everybody, come! Who's coming with me?
Why wouldn't you use this? It's right here.
Right, and it's fun.
It's fun.
Kids are like bouncing down the thing.
Wee.
I imagine they arrested him. So
I'm shocked.
So I imagine like I'm picturing myself like I have a connecting flight. I got to get there in 10 minutes or my flight's going to leave without me.
Yep.
So I'm like, fuck it. I open the emergency door, jump down or slide down the wing, start running off. You get arrested. And as you're carrying you, I'm going to miss my flight.
Right. Exactly.
You know, you're in handcuffs yelling, I'm just going to miss my flight. Let me go. God damn it.
Easy, Brian, with a Y.
Thanks, ISIS.
They're checking your ID. Well, it is Brian with a Y.
Right.
This
is him.
If you had if you had an I in your name, there's no way you would have done this shit.
Right.
But you are Brian.
Brian with Ys are psychopaths.
Dude, they are. They will open an emergency door and slide down.
You're goddamn right.
Just for
we
shits
do.
And giggles.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're fucking right. We do.
You're fucking right. We do.
Better yet, I picture him like it's not even. You're not even worried about getting out. You pull the thing, and you start throwing people down the slide.
Mm-hmm.
Like you're now like a carnival.
Right.
Kind of ride dude.
Mm-hmm.
Where you're just like, okay, next. And you're just like, I don't want, I need my luggage. And you just, yeah. And you just bounce off.
Right.
And you're like, okay, which one? It's what color is it?
Just throwing it down.
Okay, go a second. And he's, here you go. And just throws it down the slide. See, that's a fun thing. That's something I would picture happening on like Virgin Mobile.
Yeah.
Like I've never ridden Virgin. Have you? I hear it's sweet.
No, I never have.
They have cool things that happen.
I've never seen a Virgin plane. I always assume it exists, but
I don't think they're up here.
It's like
the Northwest.
Just in the news.
Like maybe Seattle. Just in the news. Who even knows if it's fucking real? Logan.
Yes, sir.
Have you ridden Virgin, flown Virgin?
I have not.
Yeah. Are you a virgin? Three kids.
That's what I was going to say. They don't know for his.
They're all incubated.
Logan, have you ever had a blood test to see?
No.
Okay. See, I never actually have either. I've always kind of wondered.
Actually, wait. No, on my first one, I did. But the second two, we did. Yeah, well, because we had to. In Indiana, we had to, or else I wasn't the legal father.
What?
Yep.
Did you go to Jerry Springer?
There's so much incest going on in Indiana that they make you do blood tests.
Logan, you are the father. Did you see walk across the room when you found out?
It was a moonwalk.
Okay.
I know it. Just like a little, like a quick spin, grab the paper. Thank you.
A little interpretive
dance.
Yeah,
I've never. Yeah, it's basically. I mean, it's just the big ones up here: Alaska, Delta, Southwest, American Airlines. That's it. There's no Virgin in Spokane. I don't know if it's in Seattle. I have no idea.
I started picturing
maybe some small town fucking places. So no one goes to anywhere I go.
Tri Cities.
What? Tri Cities has fucking Virgin.
No,
there's no way.
No,
no, yeah, no. It's just I think like the biggest airport that's in this area is Seattle, and I've never seen that there. I could be wrong. But I have no idea.
Do we fucking care.
Exactly.
Because I'm never going to fly it.
Okay, fine. If there's a flight that we have to go to a place to do a cool show together, and the only way to get there is Virgin, you don't get on because of that comment?
I'll ride a Virgin.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't think my wife will be too happy about that, but...
Well, she doesn't... Never mind.
She doesn't have to know, is that what you're going to say?
That's not what I was
going
to say.
Well, she listens... Well, she's not going to listen to this.
She, well, she probably will.
She supports my
plans
career.
Plans foiled! She supports my career. Sorry, babe.
She's
I promise
supportive.
I'd fuck a virgin. Okay.
I mean, that kind of comes with the territory, right?
I can't. This is our first show. I can't be a liar. You don't want me to be a liar, babe, right? Okay, fine.
Don't let me set that precedent. You don't want to be a liar.
It's only.
Come on, baby. You don't want me to lie to you.
I didn't say virgins. It's one.
Yeah, it was 40. How many virgins do the guys get, the suicide bombers?
Too many. Too many.
72, isn't it?
72?
Why is it 72? Why not an even number?
What? Is there 72 is an even number.
Well, no, like a 70 or an 80 or 75.
Because two of them are going to suck. Two of them, like maybe they can't
alternates?
Take it. I don't know. They're sisters. So you fuck one, you fuck both. I don't know how that whole religion works.
And is that like you have those for the rest of eternity, just the 72? Or do you get like a new crop?
Like you can like trade them like baseball cards?
Yeah. Like, all right, she's worn out.
I don't know. So if you listen, this thing's flapping. Cool. I'm fucking a tent.
You get it diagnosed. It's like taking a car in to get it diagnosed. It's making a weird noise.
Listen.
The crankshaft is.
Right. Right. When I do this, like you squeeze the nose or something, it's like.
It makes a weird noise.
Right. Eh. Okay, well, that's
it. Did I marry a pharaoh?
Right. That's it for Dick this week. We're moving on to a brand new segment that we'll explain right after Logan plays the segment. Do it.
Silence in the court.
You are now entering the petty beef courtroom, where all sides of some bullshit will be heard and evaluated. The people are real. The cases are real. The rulings are final-ish. This is Petty Beef.
Okay, Logan, go ahead and set this up for us.
An anonymous listener thinks it's absurd that her husband gets mad at her for continuing to watch shows on Netflix after he falls asleep in 5 minutes.
Mm.
Her husband thinks she should skip on to a different show so he doesn't fall further behind every single night when he's too tired to watch their show together. What do you think, boys? Let's get into it.
Okay. Okay.
And before, good voice, real quick.
This motherfucker right here. And before we dive in, we'll explain petty beef is just arguments that you have with your friends or your spouse or a roommate that it could be something super stupid. It could be something very serious. But you bring that into the petty beef courtroom, bring it to us, and then we will decide who is right or wrong. We'll do our best to figure out who wins the case. And you can send in your petty beef arguments to heyguys@canyoudontpodcast.com. And sometimes it'll be us fighting shit out. And then Logan, I think, will have to make the decision on who was right or wrong. So,
well, I paid Logan off before.
I know that. I saw it.
I'm digging the music.
Thanks.
For that courtroom music was dead on.
So good.
Boom, boo, doo.
So, man, and Aaron, my wife and I, we do have this situation in our home, as I'm sure a lot of people in any sort of extended relationship, I guess it could be short term. Maybe you're fucking somebody for their Netflix account. I don't know.
Netflix is actually climbing down on that.
I have fucked people for less. So, I mean, I will say that. The chance that you're fucking somebody just so you can use Hulu Plus or whatever, I'm not going to judge you. I think that's fair game.
Do you create your own account if you're doing that? Or do you use their account like a
profile? No, you have to pay. Well, no, that's too suspicious. Like, okay. If I show up, like, in their house, their TV, their stuff, and I just have a Joe.
like their kids.
Don't fuck up my previously watched.
Imagine if it was a married woman who has a family. She's got, like, her kids' profile and everything. Uh-huh. And then there's just Joe.
Mommy, who's Joe? Maybe dad.
It's a false account for other shows. So I don't screw up my other account.
It's a trick.
The algorithm.
It's a trick. What's that, Brian with a Y?
Yeah.
It's spelled wrong.
Wait, I only know three Brians. The other two are with an I.
Well,
you're fucking that guy?
Right. Oh, my God. God.
I mean, I get it. He's
what
sexy.
What is wrong with you? So continuing to watch shows when your partner or your friend or whoever, in this situation, it's your partner, your husband, wife, falls asleep, like within 5 minutes of getting in bed and firing it up. Initial thought. What do you think? Like, what do you stand on this? Is it wrong to do, or do you expect them to look over, see you snoring, and being like, okay, I'm out? What do you think?
I'm kind of... You're popping.
God damn it!
I cannot help it. I'm kind of siding with the wife here, because if it's something that they know that he does, like if the husband is just something that he does, he's got to have some self-awareness, mm-hmm. to go, you know what, this is going to happen. And because I know when I try to watch a show and have little kids or whatever, I want to watch something, they start getting, and I'm like, oh, I get pissed when I can't finish it.
Right.
So I have shows that I like to just watch on my own when the kids go to bed. So when my wife and I try to watch something and it gets stopped, I get really upset because I don't like to stop and pick a show up. If I'm going to watch it, I want to watch it through.
Okay.
So... So I think
no
she's
chunkies.
Got, yeah, no, I don't. I fucking hate it. I want to get through the show because I don't want to pick it up and have to go, should we go backwards a little bit and get caught up? So I think that guy either needs
Where
to suck it up.
Where
yeah,
were we?
Exactly.
I think I remember seeing this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the worst. It is the worst. So that guy needs to fucking suck it up and make it through it.
Okay.
Or he needs to go, you know what? You're fine watching it. I'll catch up.
Listen, you're fine. Keep doing that. I'm going to go to Mexico.
Yeah.
And you can do all this on your own.
Exactly.
I'll watch whatever shows I want in Mexico and sleep whenever I want. No, but to the husband's point, maybe there's a time to have different shows. So there's a show that's your guys's.
Yeah.
That you watch this thing together. There's different interests. Like you go watch whatever true crime thing you want to watch. I'm going to watch what silly fun thing that you hate,
mm-hmm.
when you fall asleep or you're not here. But we don't advance this show unless we are both present.
How often
conscious.
Is this happening?
Yeah.
15 years. No, I've played this game with Aaron. And I know that I'm not alone on this. I will watch, or if she falls asleep, I will watch it. And then the next day or the next night, She wants to watch it. She's like, did you fall asleep? Like, yeah, I fell asleep. And we'll just watch it again. Because I don't want to make
you
feel bad.
You have to act like you didn't see it.
Whoa.
Whoa, who's that guy?
Crazy.
I didn't know that was going to happen.
Like, I tap her. I'm like, you're not going to believe what happens next, I think.
I saw a trailer. Or I saw the teaser for this episode. Right. This part looks really good.
Or you fuck with them and you're like, oh, I got to figure it out. Like, in your, it's like some crazy, like Ozark.
It's dead on, though. Right. Like, that's too obvious.
Oh, I know what they're doing. So, the Poppy Field, remember that from season two?
Right.
That is coming back. Those guys are going to be back here. Yep. They're going to have a helicopter this time. I mean, I'm just speculating.
I mean, I said that in season two, though. I thought that, remember when I said, I think right. this is what's going to happen? Right. That's what happened.
Like, I don't remember. Well, then you don't remember anything. And you're dumb. Shh. And then you know, you can play always that trick with them, too.
You know what I do with my wife sometimes? We'll be watching a show. I'll look over and she's like on her phone.
Oh.
And then I'm like, are you bored? She's like, no. I'm like, then why are you playing Candy Crush? And then when something happens, I'll be like, oh gosh.
What
like,
just happened?
What happened? I'm like, oh, I'm not rewinding this shit.
That is that.
Which
that
is Candy Crush what happened. You love it so much.
Right. Why don't
you marry Candy Crush?
Why don't you fucking jerk?
I'll get divorced.
Does Candy Crush come on you too? What?
Is he polite? Does he give you a towel?
Does he know how to get up and clean you up and stuff? What are you talking about? Just watch the movie.
Like, all I'm saying is just watch the movie and get off your phone.
All I'm saying is, God,
it's not that complicated. Does he jizz on your back?
Dude, I'm I'm saying. I'm just saying.
Just saying.
Do I need to be charged? What? It's just like this weird shit.
Stop. Listen to me. That's what I'm saying. Because you don't listen to me.
I think there's a line to be drawn between what type of show it is. And maybe I'm wrong for this.
Yeah. But I mean, if it's like Game of Thrones or something.
And or if you've seen it, like if you're going back through, me and my wife love to watch Ghost Adventures.
Okay.
I'm not sure if you're into the fun paranormal stuff.
Oh, the guy that gets scratches on his back and stuff.
Yeah.
Come mess with me if you're so tough.
No, the best part about Ghost Adventures is that they do this shit. And it kills me all the time. So Zach Bagans, which you have to like grow to like him.
Oh, yeah.
Because at first you hate him. And then you like him. And then you hate him again, then you like
him. It's kind of like a food that you're just like, ugh. And then you're like, mm.
Yeah. Like rim jobs. But exactly. Zach Bagans, the whole crew, they'll be like, hey! Oh, if you do that again, come fuck with me. And then they'll touch him, and they're like, oh, you fucking,
I fucked with me.
Right? They're like, oh, my God, run. Like, so they come in so tough.
Yeah.
They're like, you don't have nothing on us. You need to let these people sleep. If you want to mess with somebody, you can mess with me.
And then
two seconds later, they're like, get the fuck out of here.
Touch my hair.
The cameras are swinging around, and they're sprinting out of the house. It's my favorite part of Ghost Adventures. So anyway, there's
the steps to hell.
Okay. There's certain shows that I think it's okay to advance on, and other ones that if you are watching it together, I think you have to make the decision as a couple. How tired are you? I'm fucking tired.
Yep.
Then we're not starting
exactly
a cool show that we wanted,
That's where I'm like, the guy needs to have some self-awareness to go, you know what, babe?
Just steal
the fucking
remote. I'm too
tired. I'm not going to make it through. But there's a whole thing like, some people, they don't know how tired they are, and then you get watching a show. It's like,
I
you're not
it.
Bored. Like, I just laid down. Now I'm so tired.
I'm resting my eyes.
You know, maybe you should just stand in the middle of the room.
Start doing Pilates.
Yeah.
So this says falls asleep after 5 minutes. What if you fall asleep at, like, the 20 or 30 minute mark? Is that that acceptable?
I'm assuming that this has to be an exaggeration. I mean, I can fall asleep sometimes in 5 minutes. Like, if I'm just wrecked from a busy day, I can fall asleep in 5 minutes. But I'm guessing that this anonymous listener is kind of exaggerating to make a point, but I don't know. I'm not sure if my viewpoint changes, whether it's 5 to 20. I don't think it does. What about you?
Well, I mean, this happened the other night. We were watching a movie, and I saw my wife falling asleep, but it was one of those movies that's like, oh my God, it was, remember the movie, Stripes? With Bill Murray,
without zebras.
It's like a 1980s movie.
Nope.
With Bill Murray.
No,
he like it's I love the movie. She's never seen it, so she was like, John Candy and Bill Murray, just she checked out. But so I was like, even though I didn't know think she cared, I still stopped it, and I was
Jesus,
like, we'll pick it up,
gentlemen. Well, you wanted her to see it too.
Yeah,
you could reference it.
And
at
that's the thing.
Table.
When I look over, she's on her phone. I'm like, do you understand what's going on right now?
Right.
Wait, that's hilarious.
Like if someone's not watching during Anchorman.
Right.
And you're like, God damn it. Like they just zone out and start like playing Candy Crush towards like the, I'm in a glass case of emotion. Yeah. Well, and you're like, you got to fucking, I'm going to use that later.
Yeah.
And you've never seen
that. You have to know.
You have to know why it's funny.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And the thing, like also when you watch something and you think it's hilarious, you're like, oh, you're waiting for that part in the movie.
Mm-hmm.
And then it happens. And then you're looking over, and I'm like, oh, can't wait till they see it. And they just kind of watch it and then look back down at their phone. You're like,
dear, who did I marry?
Dear Diary.
Yeah. Dear Diary. One more step towards divorce.
Right. I mean, that's where it's like, sometimes like, who is this person?
Yeah.
How could I end up with this person?
Why do I love you?
Yeah. Yeah.
Well.
I mean, I love you because you're the mother of my kids, but.
And it ends there.
Right. That's about it. It started out like, well, I actually liked you. Now I just tolerate you.
Now it's like, I can't do this alone.
Right. Yeah, exactly. Right. I don't know what I would do without.
Oh, God. Do you have any, and I will say that like, I sometimes get into bed and if I know that I'm tired or I don't think I'm going to make it past even 30 to 45 minutes. I don't know. I'm scared to even start it. I'm like, I don't want to, because there's so much good content out there and you hear about so many shows, like you have to see this, you have to see that. And a lot of times I'm busy. And if I sit down, I'm like, I don't want to ruin this. Mm-hmm. I'm scared to start it because I don't think I'm going to be able to finish it.
Yeah.
That has nothing to really do with the question. But Logan, do you have anything to add to this? Are we missing any viewpoint whatsoever?
Yeah, guys. I'm on the husband's side. I feel like if it's a chronic issue, then sure. But if it's an every now and again thing, and if you enter an agreement to watch something,
you got to pause it.
And one person falls asleep, I'm advocate for pausing it.
What if they're okay with like kind of sitting out until you catch back up the next night?
No, I want to watch the show with my spouse.
Okay. So fuck women.
I won't say, you said it.
Oh, sorry. Yeah. So I'm guessing, yeah, the wife, I mean, if you have something better that we're missing that, or you have something that you want to argue with this, yeah, please send it in to heyguys@candydontpodcast.com and we'll gladly go over this.
Yeah. This one, it falls in that kind of in that middle point where it's like, you just kind of have to have an understanding with each other right. Going into it.
If there was like a, you guys cut your hands open. Right?
Right.
And you just shook on it like a blood brother bond. Mm-hmm. You're like, you will not watch Yellowstone without me.
Mm-hmm.
And you spit on your hand, slap each other's face. And then each person stabs themselves in the ribs. And that's kind of where you're at.
And then you masturbate with the lubrication of blood.
Fine. That's additional to seal the bond. But if you do something like that, there's an agreement. I think you have to pause it. But if you agree to something and then they fall asleep and like, well, fuck them. I think that you're in the wrong on that one. Yeah. But again, send in your opinion. Maybe we're missing something here.
So do we have a ruling? I mean,
I think that we are kind of all siding.
Jury?
We're saying that if there's an agreeance on you guys are watching the show together, then you have to pause it. If it's some flippant show that nothing really, like a rerun of The Office,
mm-hmm.
and you fall asleep, keep going. Unless, I don't know. Unless if there's any kind of thing of promise in place, you have to pause it. Don't be an asshole.
All right, fair.
I think that's where I'm at.
Yeah, that's fair.
Okay. Okay, very good.
All right, gavel down, ruling.
Gavel down, let's do our perfect handshake. Great.
It's so awkward.
Okay, we're going to move on and look at some happy news. You ready?
Yeah.
Okay, Logan, play the thing.
So you're telling me there's a chance.
Hooray, we aren't doomed.
Yeah! And as you kind of picked up with that sounder, hooray, we aren't doomed. This is the good news. We talked about it at the beginning of the show. We're going to look at the worst examples and the best examples of humanity. This is one of those best examples. And this one is really good. The persuasive words of an 8-year-old written in crayon cracked open the hearts of potential dog adopters to empty the kennel crates at a local shelter. So there was a teacher that came up with this cool idea, which is like, what could I do? So she had all of her classmates go and visit the shelter and then write notes in the perspective of the dogs.
It's adorable.
And then people showed up and adoption rates went through the goddamn roof. And some of these are so good. So no human could resist a plea like, if you do adopt me, I hope I will brighten up your Sundays like the sun. You'll be my Sunday special and I hope I'll be yours. You kidding me? How can you read a little kid writing that shit and be like, fuck this dog?
Right.
No, you're in. And you see some of the pictures, some of the adopters, they have their notes with them as they're picking up dogs. And then just one more example here. It says, "Hi, my name is Cody. I would love to be adopted," one student wrote. "I would like a loving, caring family with a big fenced-in yard. Please be my owner."
Mm.
Dude, what are you supposed to do? If I showed up here, I would come home with 14 dogs.
Right.
And I'd be pissed at these fucking kids. Like, afterwards.
Oh, yeah.
I'd probably sue them. I'd write maybe some hate mail to their family and be like, "You owe me money!" Instead of child support, it's like, dog food!
Anytime you get a kid, it's kind of like... Girl Scout cookies or whatever. Like, you're at the grocery store, mm-hmm. you're walking out of there, you got all your groceries, and then you see some kid trying to sell lemonade or cookies or something. Like, how do you say no?
I know.
If it was an adult, you'd be like, "Dude, get the fuck out of here."
You go push him.
But you see it, yeah, get the fuck out of here.
you
see a little kid doing it, and you're like, you just can't help yourself. Now you mix cute dogs and little kids, and then you hear the words from a little kid that are so, like, pure and innocent anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And then, yeah, I mean, that's like it's a perfect match for just... Like, for someone who has feelings, like, if you don't have feelings, then, you know, you walk through, like,
then all of this didn't matter to you.
Right. But for if you have feelings and you can't walk out of there without a couple of dogs.
So, like, I strictly like horses.
Fuck this story. You're like, "Fuck, I'm just into horses."
Fuck this store. I'm into horses. And just the...
Just make a big scene, too. Like, fuck all the dogs. I love horses. I'm saying nay to these dogs.
And it was very successful because 21 of the 24 hard-to-adopt animals found new homes before long.
That's so awesome.
Gosh,
good on them.
Good on
well
that.
Done.
What a thing. What a happy ending.
And good for the parents to you know, get their kids out there doing that.
Yeah, for sure. Okay.
Fuck them.
We're moving on to looking all over the internet, and we're going to find something funny. I'll explain more about the segment after we play it.
Okay.
Logan, just whatever you want, man.
The internet is pretty wild. Depending on your browsing habits, you can either experience something super cool or go to prison. Crazy, right? Let's check it out together as a couple. Hey, look what I found.
Yes, that's awesome.
Okay.
Yes.
I saw you holding it back.
I was like,
"Hey, look what I found" is a segment where we will find just funny videos or products or whatever it is that doesn't really fit in the other segments and then bring it to you. And what we have here on our first episode, very excited to show this off. It's a song that you, I, mm-hmm. and Logan all know. I believe I showed it to both of you, but yes. It was spaced out. I think Logan about 2 years ago, and then you probably half a year ago.
Yeah.
And it's one of my favorite things. It's my favorite country song of all time. I'm not going to tell you why, but as you listen to the song, you're going to find out why it's my favorite country song.
It's a masterpiece.
So we're going to just kind of pause for a second here and listen to a bit of this song called Parked Out by the Lake. Here we go. Right after
Doesn't
this ad.
Feel great what to straighten fuck? Up after hours in front of the computer? Do you ever ask yourself
did you,
why
skip
a minute
it.
Later
Hold on,
you find
skip
yourself
it now.
In your regular
okay.
bed?
I apparently have to pay for premium. Okay, here we go.
I'm still parked out by the lake, 80 miles from Santa Fe. And I'm sitting here just parked out by the lake. If you're wondering where I park, I'm out parked by the lake. It's the lake that's 80 miles from Santa Fe.
Where is it?
It's by Santa Fe.
And I'm parked out by the lake, 80 miles from Santa Fe. It's the lake that's parked where I'm at. And this lake is where I'm parked, 80 miles from Santa Fe, and I'm still parked out here by this lake, 80 miles from Santa Fe.
It just sounds so
it's
legit.
So good, and it just keeps going. So I can skip ahead 1 minute so you can see if it changes any different. Here you go.
Yeah.
Santa Fe, that's where I'm at. I'm parked, waiting for you.
Finally changes it.
You know that I'm parked out by the lake. You remember that lake out by Santa Fe. And I'm going to see.
Fuck okay, okay, Jesus Christ.
The truck in there has just got the American flag in the background. I know,
it's so good, it's so good. So if you want to explore that track, just look up Parked by the Lake. It's by Dean Summerwind, which I researched at one point. I think he's under an alias.
Yes.
I don't know exactly who, but it's like a bigger country song or a country artist that released this. And it's gained some popularity recently, but goddamn, dude. I remember because when I worked in radio, Rock 94.5, the rock station I worked at was right next to the country station in Spokane.
Mm-hmm.
When I first came across this track, I made them play it.
On the radio?
Uh-huh.
Nice.
I'm not sure. I think I brought them all in and said, this is the best country song I've ever heard, and then didn't tell them anything.
Right.
And then one by one, as they figured out what was happening, they're like, fuck you.
You're just watching everyone realizing it.
And like, of course, like some were laughing, some of them thought I was making fun of it, which I mean, fuck, I was.
Well, it's meant to be made fun of. Yeah.
But yeah, so it was very funny. I don't think they ever played on the air, but Parked Out by the Lake is my favorite country song. It's so funny.
I laughed.
80 miles.
Oh my God. I laughed so hard. Because it just, the longer it goes, the funnier it gets because it's still talking about the same thing.
Like it's just different wording or like little flipping some
they
word.
They just switched the order of the words. It's all he did.
Wonder where
and
I'm
it's
at.
So good.
I'm out by the lake.
80 miles from Santa Fe.
So that's that. How do you feel? How do you feel in your body about episode one of Can You Don't podcast?
I feel
with
really
Joe Paisley and Brian Albrandt with a Y.
Yeah. Well, I gotta say I can scratch a little steady.
If you're looking on, if you're watching on YouTube, I could scratch off that top of that Y and just give you an I.
You want it to be an I, don't you?
I just want you to be
why?
Happy.
Why do you want it to be?
I just don't want. I'm sick of how I don't like what your parents did to you.
I think it's a cooler way to spell it because, like, if you make like a cool graphic, a Y is way more cool than an I.
I think you're a little. I think you're biased.
Sure.
But I think it's the coolest way to spell it ever.
That's so cool. Oh, I love Y's. That's why I named both my kids with Y's too.
I'm just fucking with you. I don't care. But it is funny to me.
Okay. Well, I had fun and I'm all sweaty.
Okay. Well, we'll do a big hug, and I'm sure we'll have a drink or something after this to celebrate.
Yeah.
We're happy you guys have showed up to do this with us.
Mm-hmm.
We promise it's going to be fun. It's going to be light. And we'll be doing a lot more on the video side, things that are off the camera to build this community. And we're excited to get going. But right now, we're just focusing on getting this thing launched. And we're very excited that you've decided to come over here and check it out.
Yeah, and I'm just excited to have another like-minded someone to throw. You know, when I'm sitting at home, I have to write scripts and all this kind of stuff. And I'm like, what I think is funny. So what I've loved about this, hanging out with you and Logan, is like, I come up with something and I throw it out there and you guys bounce back with something hilarious.
Mm-hmm.
And it's actually been, just aside from recording this, it's been fun to hang out with you guys and actually like become friends with you guys. Mm-hmm. So I'm kind of excited about that.
Cool.
On a serious note. And I think it's helped me already like with inspiration for funny things. So I'm excited to see what we can produce together.
Give you a little juice shot.
Yeah, it really does.
Juice!
Right in the ass.
Come down your back. Hey, Logan!
Yes, sir.
Good job, dude. I'm
Thanks,
happy.
Guys.
And we'll have to do a proper introduction for you as well, because you are also coming over from Bad Magic Productions.
Correct.
And people would know you from us working together on Is We Dumb.
Yeah.
But we'll do an introduction. You have some very talented kids, lovely wife.
Thank you.
And maybe we'll do that to kick off episode two.
Yeah, let's do it.
So people can get to know you. But thank you, Logan Keith.
You're welcome.
Got the new merch. I mean, fuck, right out the gate. Some Can You Don't merch available right now at canyoudontpodcast.com.
It looks sexy, too.
Of course, designed by motherfucking Logan Keith. You can follow us on Facebook and Instagram. Just look for Can You Don't Podcast. And we have that private Facebook group. Look up Can You Don't Podcast Community. I'm not sure exactly what it's named at this time, but we'll figure it out. And you can watch us on YouTube. If you go to YouTube and search for Can You Don't Podcast, you'll get the video versions of everything we do here. And if there's something you want to see on the show, and that's a big part, we want you guys to be a part of the show as much as possible. Send those things in to heyguys@canyoudontpodcast.com. Then rate and review us wherever you listen to your podcast, which is basically Apple. Spotify allows you to do it now. Like maybe Stitcher, Google. Even though Google Podcast Player fucking sucks dick, but if you still haven't gotten off of that, then I guess whatever, or rate us there.
God, you're a pro.
They're so bad. Well, I mean, fuck, I've been
Holy
doing this for
cow.
15
I'm
years.
I'm just sitting here like admiring this.
I've been doing it for like 15 years, bro.
I just had to put my wiener in my waistband.
I noticed like the arcade was lifting up.
Yeah, it lifted up.
Yeah, and if you're not watching on YouTube, my God, go check this shit out. We're so pumped. What we use for our table for the podcast is an arcade, like one of those cocktail arcade tables.
Yeah.
This thing has like 500 games on it.
Some Puckman on there.
I know, which, yeah, we'll hit some history with Puckman maybe sometime soon.
Yeah.
Maybe that'll be bonus content.
Yeah. Oh, God, I can't wait for that.
Look and do the thing.
Good God. Wrap it up already, huh?
So wrap it up already. Again, I'm sorry. Good I don't want to explain it all the time, but this could be a joke, like a dad joke. It could also be just an interesting fact. It could also be like a thought provoking question.
Okay.
Like, I don't know, whatever, like shower thoughts. Just leave you with a little thing to send you on your way until we see you guys next Wednesday.
Love
this
it.
Week, it happens to be a joke. Are you ready for me to lay this on you?
Yes. Okay. Yes. I'm excited.
What do you call a masturbating cow?
Oh, God.
Beef stroganoff?
Oh, no. No!
You get it?
Stroking off! Oh, my God. Hey, Logan, call the paramedics!
I got it!
All right.
Yeah. Oh, fuck!
Okay. Bye, guys.